This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. It is Wednesday here on Lake 88, and that means it's time for our weekly visit from the Leeds and Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit. Joining us today, as she does every week, pretty much, Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health. Hello, Dr. Lee.
Hello, everyone.
Good to have you with us. And also, Gwendy Lapp joining us, who is a health promoter with the Health Unit. Welcome, Gwendy.
You.
I should say welcome back, because it has been a little while, but you've been here before, Gwendy. And Dr. Lee, let's start with you. We want to talk about mental health over the holidays, and we all know that mental health is very important over the holidays, so please tell us why.
Yeah, so I should say that the holiday season really can bring a whole range of emotions. And across, you know, life circumstances, across age, I think a lot of times the emotions are happy, positive ones, but because we're the Health Unit, we want to talk about tips and tricks. And so really the focus of today is talking about.
Oh, I do believe we lost Dr. Lee. We were having a little bit of trouble with her audio there, so we'll see.
Social media and TV or movies that are really about how wonderful the holidays are, and not everyone is necessarily feeling that way. It's easy to get caught up in the comparison trap of your life versus what you're seeing portrayed, what you see. And so really remember that those snapshots moment are really just one moment, but may not be your reality, not be many people's realities.
I think we got that, Dr. Lee. I'm hoping you can hear me still, because we did have a little cutout there of your audio, but we got most of what you were saying. We certainly got the important part. Now, Gwendy, we'll turn to you. What can we do to take care of our mental health over the holiday season, regardless of age?
Yeah, and we do have a few tips to help people get through the holidays for when or if they are feeling a little stressed. And the first one is really manage your expectations. And think about, you know, what's realistic, and try to be honest about that for both yourself, maybe for your family. And it can include, you know, things like finances. I mean, who hasn't felt their budget stretched even a little bit this past year? It can include the type of gifts that you may choose to give or not give, and even like what time spent with family may look like. Sometimes creating a list of what you can control helps to manage your own expectations. And just remind yourself, you know, the holidays don't have to be perfect for them to be fun.
So, Gwendy, what about people who may find the holidays overwhelming?
For sure. Setting boundaries can be a really good tip. Finding that balance and being willing to use the word no, particularly if you haven't had much practice with that. And again, you know, just because you have a free evening doesn't mean you need to fill it with another night out with friends and family or heading to another event. Sometimes just giving yourself that break to have a bit of you time can really help you when you are out with friends or family or heading to a holiday event, to really be able to enjoy that time with them. Another thing would be consider taking a break from social media. It can give you that time to just focus on and enjoy your own holiday moments rather than feeling like you have to compare again to what somebody else may be posting on social media.
I absolutely love that last tip, by the way. I think that's a great idea. So important to disconnect from time to time. Now, Dr. Lee, do you have a tip for those who are having trouble getting into the spirit of the holidays?
Yeah, I think the big focus here is doing what brings you joy, and it's important what brings you joy may not be what is popularly portrayed as bringing joy over the holidays. And so I think, you know, in a lot of ways, sometimes the holidays can actually be challenging or stressful, and you can lose that sense of joy, or you may feel sometimes over the holidays that you're supposed to act a certain way or supposed to feel a certain way, but it may feel discouraging or challenging if you don't. So giving yourself permission to feel the feelings, and thinking about making a list, you know, what gives you joy or recharges your batteries or fills your buckets. So it may be spending time with friends. It may not be. It may indeed be the exact opposite, and spending time on your own, considering the year, and other things might be giving back to your community. This might be, for example, time for volunteering, exercise. We know it has evidence in lifting people's mood, and so thinking about that, getting into nature, those are things that we know can bring joy to people as well. Lots of foods over the holidays are not available year round. Some of them are what we call nutritionally dense or high calorie, or higher in fats or sugars, etc. So some of those things may bring you joy, and giving yourself permission, not feeling guilty about food, that's important. And thinking about what is important food for you over the holiday, because we know food can be such a social thing for everyone.
Absolutely. And you've just, you know, given me my best defense for whenever I'm eating something rich, it shall now be known as nutritionally dense. Thank you very much for that. Oh, and I think we lost the doctor again. Anyway, Gwendy, maybe you could tell us a little bit about another tip.
Yeah, and I think it's one that we can all use, and it's practicing gratitude. So just noticing the little things can make such a huge difference for us, even in our, you know, mental space. And it can be something like, you know, having an evening bonfire with friends and family and just noticing, you know, the sparks as they're heading up into the sky. Or, you know, you hear your favorite song on the radio and you just pause for a moment to really enjoy it. For some people, it can be writing down what they may notice at some point in the day as a reminder. And it's something that one can always look back on, you know, at a later date.
Absolutely. Great tips there for sure. Now, the last tip goes to you, Dr. Lee. And that, of course, is where can people go for a little bit of help?
Yeah. And I'm just going to check that you can hear me.
I can.
Okay. I will say I made a cracker of a joke the last time and nobody heard it.
Well, you see,
prove otherwise.
I said that whole nutritionally dense thing and I was met with crickets. And normally you laugh at what I say, so I don't know.
Well, yes. Going back to asking for help. Yeah, so two points there. One is, you know, as with many other things in life, you know, the need for help comes and goes, whether it be physical help, whether it be mental health, all of those things, you know, comes and goes. And over the holidays, we know there's actually evidence that shows that there is additional mental health need and changes in mental health challenges over the holidays for people. And so don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be shy. Don't feel a sense of guilt or shame or negativity, because help for your mental health is an important part of staying healthy as a general thing. And so that's the first part. The second part is some practical advices. So for kids, there is actually a kids help phone. So that's 1-800-668-6868. Or you can actually text to 686-868, the word connect, and that is available 24/7. There is a Anxiety Canada website that you can go to as well with information. Bounce Back Ontario is a free guided self-help program for people 15 years and up. There's also a Canadian Coalition for Seniors Mental Health that offers resources as well. And of of course, as always, we have information on our website. So that's healthunit.org. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and you can call us as always at 1-800-660-5853. And we have lots of resources on our website as well.
All right. Well, that sounds great, Dr. Lee. I really appreciate it. Having you here as you do every week, some real food for thought there as the holidays approach, because sometimes I think overwhelming pretty much it defines it best. There's just so much going on, and we really do need to, you know, put on the brakes every now and then and just sort of soak in what's going on, but also give ourselves that break that we need. Gwendy Lapp, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much, Bob.
A pleasure as always. Gwendy is a health promoter with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit, and their medical officer of health is Dr. Lena Lee. Dr. Lee, thank you.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
We will do this again next week here on In Focus, and we do have another edition of In Focus coming your way tomorrow, but that'll do it for today. We're going to put some of the information that Dr. Lee was sharing there at the end and how to get help on our website as well, lanarkleedstoday.ca. You can go to where this interview will be posted right on the front page, click on that and get those links. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleedstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.